Blog Talk Radio.
Time out to see that I'm alive, I'm alive.
Although I'm going out on my way, just so I can pass by each day, not a single word do we say. The pantomime and out of time, still I know all eyes are for me. Apple tingles out to my feet, when your smile is rushed too discreet, it send me on my way. Now wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Would you look good offer a light? You start a little conversation, now it's alright. When you say goodbye. Busy day and take the time out to see, girl, that I'm alive. So I'm going out of my way just so I can pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and lots of time. Still I know why lies are for me. Half a tingles down to my feet. When you're smiling, rush to the street, it's suddenly gone away. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Present them out on you, you know that you could offer me a light. Start a little conversation now, it's all right.
Will you say bye?
Go, what do we say? Just a pantomime and out of time. Still, I know what I've done for me. Apple tingles down to my feet. When your smile went to the street, it's sending me on my way. Well, baby, just don't say I'm on it. Please do not stare. You could offer your hand. Hugging and a chugging, it could be all so fast. Take five. Come take
sweet thing, you take a little bit of time, baby, told her, ooh, sweet thing, could you take a little bit of time away? We can play around, we can fool around, we can jump down, fool around, play around. We can do it all.
Moment, right? Can we get a couple moments to just ourselves where we can nurture ourselves from a physical point in terms of what we, some good food that we could eat right now as we listen to some good music that will feel, that will please and bless our souls, just relaxing music, nothing just beating you up, but just having a good time and chilling, good food. And then on top of it, having good company, you know, maybe, and if somebody, if there's no one else around, guess what? We have each other. We are company to each other because there's no one in the studio but me. It's kind of lonely, as a matter of fact. I just realized there's no one in here. So Astrid and Greg, y'all want to call in and give me some company? Come on. Let me know for sure if y'all want to do that. All right. I'll send you a link. But anyway, guys, much love to my friends all around the world. This is Indie Jazz Day on Solar Records Radio, where we just want to have a good time and play some good music and love one each other. Just relax and enjoy the moment. Let's take a moment, all right? So thank you for tuning in. It's your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. Uh-oh, look at this. Alfie, look at this. Come on. Family.
It's time to have fun sharing ideas of all that is good, keeping peace and harmony like every family should. Come on, mothers, grandparents too. We know it's all up to us to show the children what to do, to share a love.
first unit of society. Parents teaching their children to share and respect each other in their family and the human family. To embrace the beauty in all people, regardless of their race, creed, or color. Oh, what a wonderful family.
Together.
Oh, yeah, we love it. Mabluto by Bob James and David Sanborn. Man, what a real cool, a beautiful song. I mean, that really, if that don't get you in the mood, I don't know what will. That is just real relaxed. That is good. And, you know, you can really concentrate on whatever it is that you need to focus on. I mean, that right there, man, so many thoughts went through my head. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I have not gotten over yet was our conversation yesterday. And when Coach Rael said that, you know, we have to remember that in conversations that we're not just the quarterback. In conversations, we're also a receiver. And so, and the same thing for the receiver. They're not just a receiver, they're a quarterback as well. And so the most important part is that, you know, when you're delivering your message, you want to make sure that your receiver receives your message fully, right? Like whatever it is that you're trying to say to this person, that they are receiving your message, and it's up to you to distribute it in the best way that you possibly can. And sometimes, just think about it. Sometimes, you know, we'll say something to somebody and they just don't get it, and then we're frustrated because that's what we think, what's wrong with them. Have you ever seen like a quarterback throw the ball out of bounds, a little too high, a little too low, or, you know, a little too far to the right or too far to the left? You know, you're throwing stuff and sometimes you just don't hit it right on. And so you have to recognize that sometimes when we are talking to each other, and sometimes people are a little tense, you know, when they're having this one-on-one conversation, whether it's in business or it's a personal thing between you and your significant other. And so sometimes people are intense. And so you really got to make sure that it's your responsibility. If you got something you got to say, you got to make sure that their eye is on you, that they know that you're delivering something to them so that they can receive it. You know, so we are responsible for the whole, you know, a big part of getting our message across to people. And it's intense. It's really intense because I have been in situations where, you know, I tried to communicate with someone and it just wasn't working. And part of that is probably because I walked away frustrated, but part of it was probably because I didn't have the patience in making sure that my receiver would be able to get what I'm trying to say without me getting frustrated. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that my receiver received my message, but I wasn't really making sure. I was just talking. I was venting, and we got to be careful with venting and having a conversation. Venting is a unilateral conversation, right? It's like a speech, you know. You're just talking. You're just talking. And that's okay, too, but it's not a conversation, so don't get that twisted. A conversation is a bilateral communication where you say something and the other person says something back, and it goes back and forth. And to me, if you're trying to communicate something to someone and you want them to receive it, you want it to be a bilateral relationship conversation. I mean, so that you can hear that they heard what you were trying to deliver. And when they say, okay, so what I can hear you saying is this and such, then you know that they received it. That's beautiful, man. And so this is, but I just wanted to say how much I really appreciated that analogy from the coach, you know, that we're not just, we can't just be focused on passing the ball. We got to be, you know, focused on the receiver catching it, getting the point, getting exactly what we're trying to do. Because if we walk away and it's nothing got accomplished, then it's just as much of our fault as it is theirs, as it is theirs. We have a responsibility to make sure that our message is delivered properly. And it don't mean that you have to be hostile or anything like that. You just need to, you know, be respectful to each other and work it out so that, you know, people are not beat up, you know, and don't feel too stressed out that they can't hear it. Because a lot of times when we are in these conversations, when we need to have a personal conversation, or even at work when your boss calls you, oh boy, it can be a little tense, and they may say things that is true about you, but you don't want to hear it, right? And so when you don't want to hear something, somebody's telling you something that's true about you, you tend to tense up a little bit, and you're not really listening, and you start to get into that I'm not hearing you type of listening, and that's not healthy. So we have to, you know, protect your integrity of the conversation by paying attention. And anyway, so this is Wardell Potts Jr. You listen to Solar Records Radio. And, you know, my hat's off to the coach for blessing us so much with his wisdom. So, guys, you know, just I hope you are had a good day. I see my buddy Greg's all beat up. He works really hard. He owns his own business, and he's got to run it from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. And then, you know, owning your own business, this is the thing. It doesn't end, even though the physical part may stop for a moment, but you're always mentally thinking about the next day and what you got to do and how you're going to do it and, you know, what bills got to be paid. And, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, do I have enough product for what I have to do the next day? So it never really ends, you know. And so that's why I wanted people to just kind of just chill today, listen to some this music. It's hump day. It's the middle of the week. Right? So we can just chill and just play some good music and just kind of relax with each other and enjoy, like I said, these artists that have put this music together for us to do exactly that. All right, guys? So anyway, thanks for tuning in. And I'm going to go to my boy D. Brown. I haven't heard him in a minute. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Have a good day. Mwah. Mwah.
music on me. We've got all night, baby. There's no limits, we're free. Anything you desire. We'll be right back.
Love it. Love, love, love it, love it. And, you know, guys, I just, you know, that song is so cool, calm, and collected. And actually, I wrote a song called Cool, Calm, Collected from let me see, Cool, Calm, Collected. Oh, an Atlantic Stars album, yes. Secret Lovers album. I didn't produce a song for them. But that song is cool, calm, and collected. It's so good. And I was so busy running around and doing what I was doing, running around. And so, and then a young lady just texted, posted, Wardell and Kevin Spencer, can you guys please help me with the lyrics of your song, Something to Remember Me By, on the Dynasty's Adventures of Land of the Music. A music album in 1981. Wow, one of my very best. Thank you, sweetheart. And I will help her. I just told her as soon as I got off the show, I will help her. So, oh, no problem. And I'm so grateful that people are still loving and still appreciative of the music and stuff that we did back in the day. But yes, anyway, I hope you guys are good over there. And like I said, today is the day just to chill, man. It's just been a lot going on for me. Hey, I met with my doctor today, like over Zoom, because I wasn't feeling so good over the weekend. And then, so I started feeling better, but I wanted to, you know, touch base with my doctor and let him just, what I did was I just texted him. I sent him a text. So this is what happened to me over the weekend, just so you know, in case you need to see me. And so he responded back and he said, yes, let's do a teleconferencing call and this week as soon as possible. And so, so we set it up for this morning. And man, I love my doctor. It is so cool to have a doctor who is almost like a friend, you know. That he was my doctor first, and he's become my friend because of the way that he handles himself. He's just a good brother, and you know, and he's, you know, we talk about all kind of stuff, and we have to sometimes get back on what we're supposed to be talking about, and it's just fun, man. So, but he said that the reason why that I had a fever was because he think I may have an infection with my thumb, because I slammed my thumb into my tractor trying to help my cousin. And I didn't do it on purpose, obviously, but I was lifting, it was his tractor actually, and I was picking up this tree, parts of the tree that fell in his driveway, and I was picking it up, and as I was laying it down into the bucket of the tractor, my thumb got stuck in between, and I thought I cut my thumb off, man. It was bad. And so, but anyway, I didn't go to the hospital because they all filled up with COVID patients. That's really sad, right? It's so sad. And so, but the next day I went and saw three nurses at my church, and they said it was okay, and it looked like, you know, I got to keep it clean and all that kind of stuff. But I noticed that it was still, my right thumb was a little fatter than my left thumb. And this is after 3 weeks of it's trying to heal and seal itself back. So that's why, you know, I thought I need to tell him, just in case, you know, I needed to go in and get some work done to my thumb. So anyway, so he did. He gave me some antibiotics. He says that's what he believes it is, and everything else seems to be good. And so it was a great conversation. So thanks to my doctor. I love good doctors and good nurses. They are it's amazing to find people that love to do what they do. Like Greg said, he works really hard at, you know, maintaining the business. But, you know, it's a blessing when you can do your own thing because it's something that you love. And so then it takes away the hard part. Like it even though it's a lot of work, it doesn't feel like work because it's what you love to do, right? So, but you do get tired because you are a human being. And so eventually your battery will wear out. It don't mean that you're upset. It just means you're just human. You're tired and stuff. So that's where I am right now with this music here. I am really, I just wanted to take a break and chill out for a second. And then I got a song that I wrote from a friend of mine, and she sent it to me and said, so, you know, do you want to mix it or do you want me to mix it? And then I heard it and fell in love. And so I said, I got this. And so, and yeah, I was up all night long mixing this song that I wrote with a friend of mine named Janice. And so Janice Cole. So I will get this done sometime in this week, and then and we'll see what we can do. I want to send it to Lucas. I think Lucas would just be awesome on it. So we'll see what happens. That's the young independent artist that I just finished playing, you guys. I'm looking forward to getting it done so I can get it over to him. He's just an amazing artist, and I thank Greg for hooking that up. And Astrid, I sent you an invite to your email. So if you didn't get it, I'll send it again. All right, guys. Well, anyway, so I'm gonna play some more music, and y'all chill, relax. And this is kind of a Cool Calm Collected kind of a song that I wrote. It's not called Cool Calm Collected, but it's a song that I did write. All right, and so here we go on Soul Art Records Radio. It is Indie Jazz Day. This is Wardell Potts Jr. And I want to put a special prayer out to Don and his family. They are out on the road. And so I hope that everything is okay. I know something's going on. And so, but anyway, bless you, Don Fleming, and you and your family. All right, guys, let's roll.
Hey, it's Wardell. You ready?
I'm still hoping.
Truly the right thing to do when you know you got the best, to let them know you'll never let go.
Some say the best is under pressure. Temperature is rising, I'm about to blow. Sky high beyond any measure. What I won't do for a moment of pleasure. I've been waiting on so long.
Dance with you,
you're making my dreams come true, baby.
Okay, I'm talking and my mic is muted. I said that was Steve Perry, and that he's from Journey, and he's doing his own thing now. But I believe that song was on their album. Also, we have our girl on the line. Esther, you there?
Yes, Hardell, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my God. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just home from, well, I was in the studio with Dance Radio Amsterdam. And now here with you.
you get around to your radio stations, don't you? All right. Well, you're going to sleep well, you know, because Dance Radio was hitting it hard, and I'm playing this time to go to bed music.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I can relax with
that.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So Greg's had a long day. He's had a big day over there, so he's all beat up, but, you know, but he's blessed because, you know, he does what he loves to do, you know.
Okay.
And, yeah, so it's all good. I was like that, too. I was in the studio all night mixing a song, and then I got pulled out of the studio, and then I got up, like, 2 hours later and went back in the studio. Because, you know, I want to get it done, right? And so
yeah.
I got up and went back in. I couldn't sleep because I kept thinking about, you know, what I want to do and how I'm going to get it done and all that kind of stuff. So, but Dance Radio, I heard them play our song, Dynasty song, Do Me Right.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah, tell about Pablo and James, thank you. Or I can say it to them myself. Thank you, guys. really appreciate it. And I love the music, the flyer, the Greg Becker flyer, because it looked really good.
Yes, thanks, Greg. Yeah, thanks, Greg.
I knew it because this is like in your face, like bang, like whoa.
Absolutely.
So,
well, Greg is a genius with flyers. He makes the most beautiful flyers. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he's an artist, so I mean, he does hair. He knows how to make things look good. And when you look good, you tend to feel good when you look good. So that's a ministry in itself, what he does over there. And then, you know, with the pictures, he loves all the kind of pictures and exotic, you know, those pictures that he posts sometimes. I go, what the heck? What do you have? You know? And I think he takes pictures and then he puts them in a dimension and starts doing things with them. I don't know what he's doing, but it's just, he's got something going on in that computer.
Yeah.
And he gets busy with it. And so we're blessed because of his gifts and his love for it. So,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, old man. Get some sleep, Grandpa.
Oh, and yesterday I couldn't call in because I was a little bit tired too. But it was our friend's birthday. It was Chuck's birthday, and Chuck, happy birthday again. I posted something yesterday for you, and I didn't feel like calling in on the radio station to Ardell to give a shout out to you and wish you happy birthday. So
yes. Happy birthday, old man. And,
old man. Old wise man.
Yeah, old wise man. We appreciate you. Also, I think I heard you say it was Archie Bell's birthday as well, right? Today.
Yes, today. Right? Yes, today.
Yeah, So happy birthday to Archie Bell and the Drills.
Yes.
Well, just Archie Bell, not the Drills. Yeah. Well, that's his group. And he's from down here in Texas where I am right now. And,
but he's from Philly, right? He's from Philly.
Huh?
He's just like you from Philly.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I thought he was from Texas.
Oh, okay. Well, they had a lot of songs with Philadelphia Records, International Records.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool. So anyway, I want to ask you something else. I'm trying to remember what I want to ask you. It just came and went. But I'm gonna get But I want to thank you for everything that you do, you know, promoting us and talking to, you know, promoting me and blessing me and all my friends. You know, they just love you. Everybody loves Astrid. What's up with that?
Well, jeez. Thank you, guys. Yeah. I don't know what to say right now. It's just nice to be treated right. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get back into the music, hanging out with Astrid. And much love to you, sweetheart. And
much love back to you, Ardell. And it's my pleasure to be here with you and support you.
Wow. And so this song, I'm going to dedicate it to you, Astrid, because this is how a lot of people feel.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
to you. Just like me, I long to be close to you, close to you. La 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 la, close to you. La 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 la, close.
Yes, Marie Klein. I just to be close to you. I remember growing up with that song, and I since I'm such an animal lover. I love animals, and I when I heard the song say the birds and the bees follow you around, I was thinking, oh, what a beautiful song. I didn't even care about the rest. I didn't even understand it. I just was such a, you know, a kid, and uh-huh. a kid, and here. As a matter of fact, even when my dad preached, I didn't really pay attention until one sermon. He said the name of the sermon was "Dog to the Doctor," and I was mm-hmm. like, "What? Did he say dog?" He got my attention, and I listened to the whole sermon. I knew the whole thing. I'd go back and tell my dad all about what he preached about, uh-huh. and because that as a child, you know, either you get so caught up. At least I did get caught up with animals and loved them so much. And we yeah. had a lot of dogs because my dad had a lot of different gas stations. And so back in Philadelphia, with the different, you know. Security systems were not really set up yet, so they didn't have like big alarm systems. So it would cost a whole lot of money, you know. Like the big mm-hmm. department stores would have them, but my, you know, just for local gas stations, people weren't doing mm-hmm. that. So they would have dogs in mm-hmm. their gas stations, and yeah. like German shepherds, you know, big dogs leave them there at night when they close up, so people, you know, mm-hmm. wouldn't try to do anything. And and so we, and my dad would bring the dogs home sometimes, and we would just get to love them and love all of them. Mm-hmm. And so it was a good time. It was a great thing. Oh, Greg told me to tell you hi.
Oh, okay. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Greg. Yeah,
why did you call in, Greg?
Yeah, you know, he's out. He's tired. He's beat up. But Don Fleming's here. Here
he is. Oh, hey, Don.
Hey, I'm just checking in. What's going on, guys?
Hi, Don. We're good. I'm good. Just
hi. Well, right.
How you doing?
Good to talk to you.
Are you still on the road, Don?
I am. I'm heading home. I should be home in about another 10 minutes, but I wanted to kind of check in with you guys and see how everything is going.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, Astrid, you know, she's sitting in your seat, she's hanging, and but, you know, the best thing about it is not squeaking, so we're so proud of her. So, but anyway, so you have a successful trip, you good, you on your way back now, you good?
Yes, Stop? Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes,
good.
I am. Well,
we just finished praying for your family, and just hoping everything's good out there wherever you guys are. And glad you're on your way home. And you're not
yeah, drive safely,
yeah,
Don.
Huh?
Drive safely.
Oh, I will. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to hit you guys probably back in about another 10, 15 minutes. So just enjoy the day because it's beautiful outside. How is it looking out in your neck of the woods?
Here? You talking to me, Don?
Both of you.
Oh, well, it's dark here. It's 10:23 p.m. here. It's dark.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, we had a nice day, too. It was funny, and so, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice day.
All right.
We had a nice day, too. So. All right, John. Well, be safe, man. We'll get back to the music.
All right. Well, hey, enjoy the rest of the day. Like I said, I should be back in about a couple more minutes or whatever, but enjoy the what is today? Today's Wednesday, so it is Indie Jazz Wednesday, so I know you're jamming.
Yeah, we're having a good time. We are having a good time. We're just having a good time.
All right.
Yes.
Well, I will see you
right,
guys in a minute.
Okay.
All right, now.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, listen, so this other, I want to play a song. This is an artist that we haven't interviewed yet. Well, we tried to, but we were having some difficulties. And he's from the UK. But we're trying to get it all organized again. Tony Montreal.
Okay.
I think that's Montreal. Yeah. And this song of his is called Escape. And it's one of his new songs. So check it out here on Solar Records Radio, Indie Artist. Wow. Ashley's
okay.
In the house, y'all. Can y'all believe
yes.
it?
Can you believe it or no? I'm here.
I can't believe it.
Ooh.
All right.
wrong when you turn him on.
Hey there,
you can't deny it. You try to play the field, but he isn't real. My love is more than a dream. I can't keep you out of my heart. Oh, there's no use hiding from me, 'cause everything I am is for what you are. I can't help it. I can't help it. Trusting the thought of you with someone else. I can't help it. I can't help it. But I won't tell you that would cheat myself. Oh, baby, you'd feel the same.
Joey Diggs is singing. Boy, is he singing. No,
yes.
He's an amazing vocalist out of, well, he's in California now, but he's out of Pennsylvania like me. So we are hoping that that Joey and I can get together and do some more things together. He's with Jeffrey Osborne all the time. He sings with Jeffrey, travels around the world with Jeffrey. Uh-huh. And he's just a great, great, great singer. And we also pray for his wife because she has been going through something. So we're just praying that she's, mm-hmm. you know, fully recovered, you know, dealing with COVID, you know, that COVID mm-hmm. thing. And then in California, the mountains are is burning up, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, my daughter was actually going to a wedding, and the canceling wedding, because right there where she was going is where the fire is.
Wow.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, that's
whoa,
scary.
Whoa.
Wow, that's scary. What's happening there?
Yeah, I know, but it's happening all around the world.
Yeah.
What's going on, Greg? Greg's here. Greg, are you there, Greg? Greg.
Greg, are you there?
Oh, hello, I'm here.
Hi, Greg.
Hey.
Good to see you.
I just played your song for you, Greg.
I heard. I was singing along.
Oh, my deepest condolences to Phil. Sorry, Phil. Greg thinks he can sing better than me, Astrid. He can't sing better than me. We both suck bad, but he's like the worst. That's all.
It sounds good to me.
Anyway, so there you go, Astrid. You was wondering where Greg was. Now
yeah, I'm glad you called in, Greg.
Yeah, I'm just preparing for tomorrow. I've got an early start tomorrow. I've got to do wedding hair. So an early start.
Wedding hair. Are they getting married? Getting married
tomorrow, yeah.
Oh,
that's
my goodness.
Nice.
Not me. Please.
No. We're not trying to marry you off.
No, don't marry me off, no.
Yeah. But so she's getting married tomorrow. How beautiful.
Yes.
She's kicking off the solar weekend with a nice little marriage thing. I love it. I'm so happy for her.
She's lovely.
Okay,
yeah.
That's nice. Well,
wow. Second time around.
Yeah. Is it her second time around?
She's not getting married for the second time because of Shalimar. It's just the second time she's getting married.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, cool. All right. So, sometimes you got to do a couple of times until you get it right. So.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it takes sometimes, It's just like, baseball. Like, you swing it, you got to keep swinging until you get a hit, right? You got to keep swinging. Sometimes you miss, and you got to keep swinging. And it's really about your own determination. I mean, some people, first time around, they go, I'm done with that. I ain't dealing with that crap again. But some people go, I really enjoyed that, and I want to find somebody else to enjoy that with again. And so, people get married 7-8 times. I go, that's ridiculous.
You know what?
What about me?
No, what? I've never been married.
Really?
Never. Yes, Greg, never.
I'll marry you.
Thank you, Greg.
Oh, yeah,
that's sweet.
Congratulations to you two.
Of course.
Astrid, you know what that means? You can go get your hair done for free for the wedding. Not just for the wedding, but for the rest of your life.
Hey, Wardell, don't push it.
Because I know. See, this is the thing. A guy, we go to the barber, we get a haircut, we pull out a 20, and it's all done. A woman goes to the beautician to get a haircut. They're pulling 100.
That's right.
It's a big difference. Big difference.
Yeah.
So if you can get a free haircut, I say go for it. But anyway, so listen. Do you mind sharing at least the first name of the lady that's getting married tomorrow?
Yeah, her name's Sharon. Her name is Sharon, okay. And she's lovely.
Okay, so to Sharon, this is from Solar Records Radio. We want to just say congratulations to you, and we wish you the best marriage ever. And we just pray that it lasts forever and ever, and that you always wake up with a smile because
she'll be so pleased. Thank you.
Yes.
There you go. So Sharon, We're going to play this song dedicated to you, and we'll be right back.
Found somebody that I'm gonna be with for the rest of my life. I'm so in love, I know that it's real, I know it's real by the way that I feel. Cause when you fall in love, there's a feeling you get way down deep in your heart. Thank the Lord up above for sending me somebody I truly love. And it's you, you and me together. Together forever. Let no wall divide us. Let our love. I've got to know your name. I wrote this song for someone I love. Divide us. Let's stay together.
Oh, you're welcome, Wardell. I love this song, too. Beautiful one.
Yeah, so great. When you're doing someone, they're getting married, wedding hair, is that like a big project? Like, because do you feel tension or pressure from making it perfect for her?
Yes, big pressure. I won't sleep tonight. No, I won't.
Are you gonna have to wear sunglasses all day?
Yes, I will. Yeah.
They will ask, "What's wrong with your eyes? You got the..."
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And then after she says, Oh my God, it's beautiful. Thank you. You're just going to pass out on the floor.
That, yes. It affects my blood sugars. My blood sugars go low.
Yeah, well.
Oh, Greg could be a comedian. He should be a comedian. Yeah, no
matter.
Well,
can I say something about something I think that's quite interesting about relationships that I heard a few years ago?
Yeah.
And it was, you know the actress Elizabeth Taylor? She was being interviewed, and the interviewer said to her, you know, yes, you're beautiful, but what's the secret to keeping all these men falling at your feet? And she said, always keep a bit of mystery about yourself. And the interviewer said, what do you mean by that? So she said, when you're sitting in the car and you're on a long journey and there's a lot of silence because you feel comfortable with each other, and your partner will then say, what are you thinking about? And she says, and automatically you pour out your entire heart when it's nothing to do with anybody else. And she says, I always answer, just private thoughts. And I think that's so funny because I've tried that on my partner and he didn't like it.
Oh.
Oh, gee.
Wow, that's crazy. So the mystery.
Yes, it's important. Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. I always look. Some people like forthcoming. Right? The total opposite.
Yes.
And so, whatever works for you, right? If that worked for her, then great. But it don't always work for everybody, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
it works for me.
Well, you said it didn't work for Phil.
Yeah.
So how is it working for you if it didn't work for me?
Yeah.
listen, it works for Phil because I've told him he does.
Oh. Okay. All right.
That's funny.
So, yeah, okay, I can get that. Because, you know, Astrid, do you get that? Do you find that being that way with guys, do you feel that mystery works?
Mystery? No.
Yeah.
Mystery? No. I don't think it works for me, though. Just be open and fair, and so you get a better understanding about each other, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If it stays a mystery, then you fill in your own interpretation about someone or your own... I don't think it works for me, though. Let me say that.
Okay. So, Greg, do you think that... Do you understand why she's saying what she's saying?
No, not really. I think that... I think that, you know, usually relationships, unfortunately, seem to work better. The relationship's more intense in the beginning when you're actually finding things out about each other. When there's nothing else to find out, people get bored.
That's true, but it doesn't have to be a mystery. Eventually, you'll find out, right?
Well, you know, like some people, this sounds quite crude on radio, but I know people who, one partner will be having a bath, and the other partner will be sitting on the toilet. Well... We don't do that. Listen. When that bathroom door is shut, you don't come in.
Wardell, what are your thoughts about these things?
Sorry about that.
Well, so let me just see. If I put all the years together that I've been married, that's about 30 years. So... If it's 30 years of marriage together, used to being with someone, I find myself, like, for instance, we have a master bathroom. But the women always seem to get all the big stuff. on the best stuff for some reason. And that's been the way it's always been. You know, the wife wants the big closet. They need that. They need this. They need that. And you want to make sure they have the nice car in case that, you know, you want to make sure that they're secure when they're driving and they did it. So you always, I guess, so we always are trying to make things better for them. So with that being said, giving her the master bathroom completely is kind of what I do, because I have another bathroom right next to my studio, and I call that my bathroom. And so
which one's cleaner?
Equally clean. They're equally clean.
Oh, come on, Mordell. Come on.
Okay, but her bathroom is always cleaner. But the thing is that I prefer to have my privacy. So I have my own bathroom, even though we have a bathroom that we share together. But, you know, I like having my privacy because if I go to the bathroom and I'm sitting down and I'm on my – I do stuff on my phone, and I'm always busy. I'm always trying to get stuff done. I don't want to be bothered, you know. But it's kind of an interesting conversation that we have with Greg.
Wardell, the mind boggles.
Yeah, well, so basically – I like both. But I don't really. It doesn't bother me to be in the bathroom when my wife's used the bathroom, or it doesn't bother her when I'm in the bathroom and she wants to use the bathroom. We don't get bothered by that. It's not a, you know, we're comfortable with each other, very comfortable with each other. So that's not an issue. But sometimes, you know, I just rather let her have that whole big old room to herself. And I go through this little one. I'm used to it. The guys always get the hallway closet. We get the little closet. Back when we had apartments, we always got the little small rooms, the small stuff. So I'm used to always having my own little space, you know. And so, as a matter of fact, in the studio, I have the closet in the studio, and my clothes are in there.
Wow.
So, you know,
really?
Yes. So even though, and then we have a huge master bedroom closet, but she has so many clothes. So she she has 33 in. She has 30. Let me see. 33 in the stairs. So she has 66% of the closet.
She has 80%.
I only got about 20%. And there's that wall when you walk in. Just that one wall, that's all I got. Everything else is hers. Mm. And I'm like, and so my friends even laugh when they come over. They say, you have clothes in the master closet? I go, yes, on that wall. They go, okay, that's what I thought. Because girls, you know, they just buy too many clothes. Guys, we don't. So, but anyway, Greg, thanks for taking us down that road. I want to tell everybody... I want to tell everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. Thanks to Greg and Astrid for calling in, and Don Twining for calling in as well. And I hope that, you know, he's safe, safely home. He was only like 10 minutes out about 30 minutes ago, so I don't know what happened, but I hope he's good. And anything else you guys want to say before we get out of here? We've got about 6 minutes left in the show.
Well, it's nice to be with you again for the second time, and I hope we'll do it much more often, Wardell.
Oh,
to be with you in the show, yeah. It's nice to be working behind all of this. Nobody knows what I'm doing for SolarX Radio, but this is nice too. So I'm a little get used to it that people hear my voice. So.
Yeah, my friends are very happy now. They can hear your voice, too. You know what
friends
I'm talking about.
Oh, really? Oh. Okay.
Oh, God.
I will talk to you later.
And Greg?
Yeah, so hi to all the listeners, the new listeners and the older listeners. And they see what I do because of the flyers. So hopefully they agree that I'm getting better. Still having lessons from the university lecturer. But,
wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's
kind of
scary. That's scary because he's so good already. He's so scary. I can't imagine where he's going to take it. So that's going to be fun. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm a work in progress.
Amen.
That's great,
there you go.
That's great.
I think we all are, brother. We all are.
Yeah, we are.
Guys, well,
thank you.
So thank you for coming on and, you know, calling in, guys. I really appreciate
you're
that very much.
You're welcome, Rodo.
Yeah, be good, Greg. Be good, Greg.
I'll try. I'll keep the bathroom door is kept closed.
Okay, Greg,
so
talk
funny.
To you later.
Yeah, you too, Astrid.
Right.
Take care, bye.
I will.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, see you guys.
Bye, Wardell.
Bye, Wardell.
Okay, bye, Greg. Bye,
Astrid.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, and to everybody else around the world, we love you and thank you so much for everything. We just pray that you guys have a great rest of your evening, rest of your day, depending on where you are in the world, and we appreciate you. All right? Go be and be happy and be blessed. We'll talk to you later.
Day.